Welcome to Biz Radio Canada, an affiliate of Biz TV Canada. Biz Radio Canada is a celebration of entrepreneurship and those who contribute to it every day. Biz Radio Canada and Biz TV Canada provide informative, educational, and entertaining interviews with authors, experts, and entrepreneurs who share their insights and advice on a variety of business topics. Are you ready? Let's get the conversation started with the outspoken guru, mentor, and advocate of entrepreneurs in Canada, your host, David Wojcik.
Welcome to Biz Radio Canada on Connect Me Radio. Thanks for tuning in and listening. I'm David Wojcik, your host for the next hour. For those of you who would like to know more about our show and our upcoming topics and guests, you can visit us at bizradiocanada.com. And if you would like to see hundreds of business videos with advice and great interviews, you can visit our affiliate at Biz TV Canada at biztvcanada.com. Of course, we're always happy to have you follow us on Twitter using the handle at Biz TV Canada. A primary challenge for all salespeople is to get past the gatekeeper and get the prospect's attention. We spend countless hours on the phone cold calling, only to be blocked by automated attendants, voicemail, and the most dreaded of all, the gatekeeper, a self-appointed guard of the phones who seems to be knowledgeable on every aspect of what the business needs, wants, and can afford. So how do we get our prospects' attention? To help us with the discussion is Linda Kern. Linda is a sales strategist and the founder of Linda Kern and Associates. Welcome back, Linda. Good to see you again.
Thanks, David.
So these gatekeepers, Linda, what do? We can't shoot them. We can't poison them. How do we get past? And maybe it's a premature question, but it's the bane of a lot of salespeople is how do you get past the gatekeeper, and especially on the phone. Now, many people, when they show up at the door to get past the gatekeeper, you know, they can do a little schmoozing. They can, you know, employ their wonderful charms and try to find some kind of common ground to break the ice with that gatekeeper. But what are some of the things that people can do when they make the phone call to get to the right person?
Well, the number one rule around gatekeepers is you actually are to treat the gatekeeper as though they are the decision maker, because they are the eyes and ears and, you know, fingers, I guess, in terms of emails for their boss. Having said that, though, there are fewer gatekeepers out there nowadays. So
mm-hmm. So that's the automated attendant is now the gatekeeper,
exactly,
so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah. The more senior you go, the more likely they are to have some kind of an assistant. But I do find that even the very senior people will often answer their own phones. So I guess the conversation is really, how do you get, you know, either the gatekeeper or that person's attention? So a few years ago, I was part of this research that we did when we were talking to, we actually spoke to actual decision makers in various companies, CEO level, director level, VP level, and asked them kind of some of these tough questions. You know, what does it take for you to grant a meeting with a salesperson? And regardless of generation, regardless of industry, they all said, if you have a referral, mm-hmm. That is the most effective way for a salesperson to get in. And they do that less out of respect for the salesperson who they don't know, but out of respect for the referral source.
The referral
source. Yeah. Yeah.
And that makes sense. And we know that there are a lot of seasoned sales professionals that only work on referral basis. They only work through networking, and they just don't make those cold calls anymore because they just, you know, they don't find that they're productive, they're fruitful. And so I think more and more people are trying to get away from that, you know, dialing for dollars, as we call it, and that cold calling, and moving more towards that referral-based marketing, which,
yeah,
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. I mean, everybody that I work with, especially I emphasize this with the younger folks that I work with, build your network. LinkedIn is such a wonderful tool for that. Mm-hmm. Great book, Your Network is Your Net Worth. I love that concept. So that you can use that network as a source of referrals. Who are they connected to? They may not be your actual prospect or client at any time, but it's who they know. So yeah, absolutely, referral selling. The cold calling is really going by the wayside because it's just that. It's cold. You don't know anything about the company, and it's not effective.
Well, the ones that seem to be famous for it right now are the, and please, I have a lot of respect for financial planners, And I have a number of good friends that are in that profession, and it is a valuable profession. That being said, I get a number of calls now, not from the financial planner themselves, but I get calls from someone calling to make an appointment for the financial planner.
Mm.
That makes me crazy. I figure, if my business is so important to you, then why do you have some, I mean, especially something as personal, you're not trying to sell me pens and paper here. I mean, if you're calling from, Staples or Grand & Toy or, you know, any of the other office supply places, okay, I understand that you're going to have somebody on a call desk that's going to call out and say, hey, would you like to buy some pens and paper? I get that part. But something as personal as financial planning, you've got someone calling to book an appointment. Hmm. You're that important and I'm not that important. Hmm. How do you feel about that?
Well, so interesting. I have a lot of...
Now that I've cranked about it for a while.
Oh, no, I feel the same as you, David. Next.
Check.
Well, actually, I have financial planners as clients. I've worked a lot with financial planners in the past and have some as clients now. And
are you the one telling them to get an assistant to call?
No, not me. No, I would never say that. In fact, financial planning is a really wonderful profession for referrals, connections, LinkedIn, and networking.
Right.
Every financial planner, regardless of where they are in their career, I say you must get out there and network. And I mean network in a broad sense of something like the Mississauga Board of Trade, which will lead to other smaller networking groups. Mm-hmm. But I go watch speakers. I've been a speaker. Any way you're getting out there and mingling with, because depending on their target market, and of course that will be really key, who are they targeting?
Yes.
You need to get out and around those people to start to build relationships.
And I usually tell them all my money's tied up in debt, so.
Yeah. Oop, yep. Okay, put a big X through that guy.
So they stop calling me. So how do we get our prospects' attention? What are, some of the things? So we've got a number of different ways that we can get our prospects' attention: by phone, by email, networking events. So we'll cover them off one by one. And the first one is by phone. So we'll assume, let's make the assumption for this part of the exercise, is that we are making a cold call and it's not a referral, and we've managed to get past the self-appointed guard. And we've got to the person that we should be talking to. What do we need to do to get their attention? How long do we have, first of all?
Oh, I've heard different numbers, but it's sort of 20 seconds, 30 seconds. It's very, very quick. And I would argue, just based on some research I've seen recently and heard recently, people make snap judgments even quicker than that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we recommend you do is research on that company, mm-hmm. research on that industry. Really know that company and that industry inside and out. Check their website, of course, but that tends to be sort of marketing-focused material, pretty glass half full. So you're also going to want to research industry publications, trade magazines, other publications and news outlets online and offline.
Mm-hmm.
Really know that business inside and out. And that will increase the likelihood of you, when you start to call in there, of getting their attention, because you will display in those first few seconds something that is critical and important to that company and how your products or services can help them. So you will immediately speak about their business, what you've read about, their challenges.
And can we apply the Pareto principle to this 80-20 rule, that 80% mm-hmm. of the salespeople out there don't do this?
Oh, at least 80%. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, in the old days, what we did, because I started selling in 1986, and in those days
when you were 10.
When I was 10, yeah. And in those days, we spent a lot of time literally cold calling. I mean, yes. Picking up the phone, absolutely cold, knowing nothing about the company. So that was the bulk of the time, not getting a whole lot of meetings.
Flip it open the Scott's directory and away you go.
Right, exactly. Or I used to actually drop business cards in industrial parks, which is, still done here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, so you take all that upfront activity of, just dialing for dollars, as you call it. So that takes a lot of time. And then you get few meetings. Now what you do is you put your energy and time into the research up front and make fewer calls. So you're just shifting your activity.
And it's much better to plan anyway. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with Linda Kern. Linda is a sales strategist. Our topic for this segment is how to get your prospects' attention. You are listening to Biz Radio Canada on Connect Me Radio. We are going to take a short break, hear a few words from our sponsors, and we will be right back to find out more about how to get that prospect's attention. Welcome back to Biz Radio Canada on Connect Me Radio. I'm your host, David Wojcik. My guest is Linda Kern. She is a sales strategist with Linda Kern and Associates, and our topic for this segment is how to get your prospect's attention. Linda, before the break, we talked about how long we have to get a prospect's attention, probably about 20 seconds at the most. You suggested that the individual salesperson do a lot more research upfront about the company, what their offerings are, maybe what some of the shortfalls are that you can help them with. So what's the verbiage that we use? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff from days gone by. What do we use today?
So one of the things these decision makers told us when we did this research a couple of years ago was, tell me something that will give my company a competitive edge. So share, you know, immediately right up front, show me how you are going to help my company to be better, to be more successful. And you better have done your research, because what is success, you know, for this company versus that company.
Right.
So one of the things I recommend on the phone is to, you know, fairly quickly and you know, fairly briefly, you can't be too long at this, but you've got to reference something that you've read or heard, or, you know, some research you've done. You know, I've noticed your company is looking to cut costs in order to improve your bottom line, your profit. Mm-hmm. Our service enables you to do that in this way. Love to get together with you so we can determine if there's a fit really for us to work together. How's next Tuesday at 2?
How do we, I mean, we ask them that question, and so many salespeople try to sell when they're on the phone. And a very wise individual said to me at one point, the only thing you're selling on that first call is an appointment.
Yeah.
That's all you want to do. And so many people go on and on and on and on. They try to sell their product and service at the first call, and they lose.
Yeah.
So how long should that first conversation be? Or do we let the, you know, because the client's going to start, if they're at all interested, then they start asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start answering them, and sometimes we talk ourselves out of an appointment.
Yeah, okay, so maybe I should call you next 12 months from now. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the answer to that is follow the client's lead. I mean, you've got your sort of, for lack of a better word, kind of script, or how you want to say it. And there's all kinds of different schools of thought on whether you should script or not. That's really up to your own personal style. I do like a script, because I've gotten good at looking at a script and speaking like I'm not reading a script.
Sure.
But you're right. The goal is to get the appointment. It is not to sell or pitch or really say anything about what you do.
Right.
Really, that one or two sentences is about how you can help the company. Ask for the meeting, because you want to make your intention really clear. You know, you're not there to just talk about your product. You're there to actually get a meeting. And then, you know, wait in silence. And then if the prospect has questions, then you follow their lead. You simply answer their questions and then continue to reiterate without sounding like a broken record or phony.
Yeah.
You want to reiterate that, you know, so how does next week work for you? You know, I would answer.
Now, are we really pushing forward to get the appointment? I mean, if the client starts asking questions, or the prospect starts asking questions, do we answer the questions, or do we push for the meeting?
I always answer the question, because if you don't, it'll look like you're avoiding something. You've got something to hide. And sometimes the answer to the question is, you know, how much will that cost?
Yes.
Which you might get.
Yeah. It's a knee-jerk reaction. I mean,
right.
Cost, what does it matter how much it costs? If I'm going to save you twice as much, why do you care?
Right. Oh, don't say that.
But that's not a good approach.
Yeah, what do you care?
What do you care how much it costs? Not your money.
It's not your money.
Okay, we're gonna do a whole show on what not to say during a sales interview.
I want to be part of that show. So you would answer the question, and if it is a challenging question, the honest answer is, well, the range is. So I actually asked this question of somebody the other day.
Yes.
20 to 70,000, he said. And it depends on, you know, the depth of the work we have to do.
Right.
But what it did tell me was it wasn't a $3,000 solution, or even a $10,000 solution. So you answer it as honestly as you can. And you can hear in their voice. I could hear this fellow was being honest. I mean, I think he was telling me about his lowest client and his highest client.
Right.
And then you simply say, you know, so let's get together. How's next week? You sort of continue to make your intention clear without being pushy and, you know, be true to yourself.
Now, I am finding that more people want to do the appointment either by phone or by Skype or by FaceTime or some other, you know, electronic mechanism. How do you feel about that?
Well, so here, this is something that's changed for me in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Depending, again, how senior the person is, I think it's fair for both our times, mine included. And this worked for me really successfully recently. I was talking to the president of a company trying to get a meeting, and I had been calling on them for a couple of years, and that's another whole issue around getting new business. And I said to him, why don't we just have a 10 to 15 minute initial phone conversation. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you a couple questions. You can certainly ask me questions, and then we'll figure out if we want to meet after that.
But you need to be ready to go, because they can say, well, I've got 15 minutes now.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get going.
I was very succinct. I had 2 or 3 questions ready for him. I said, what questions do you have of me? The call actually went over. So my advice is to book more time.
Yes.
If I recall, it went to like 30 or 35 minutes. So book extra time in your own calendar. But I also recommend that you say, okay, we're 10 minutes in. Do you still have 5 more minutes? Okay, it's been 15 minutes. Would you like to book a meeting now? Do you feel that makes sense? So that's really, I do like that. And I am actually okay with Skype calls. I mean, depending where the prospect is, I've had Skype calls. I've booked closed business over Skype if they're, say, in Calgary, like I have a client in Calgary.
Right.
So it really depends on the situation, but I'm not adverse to a first phone call. It's easier to get that meeting.
It's more to the point is the individuals that are selling now need to be, they need to be in tune with the technology today in order to make a presentation over Skype, because there are certain things that you say, well, you know, I'd love to have the meeting over the phone, but there's some things I need to show you as we go through, you know, the investigation mm-hmm. part of it, or through my presentation, there's some things that I'd like to show you. So if you're going to do it by Skype or some other type of mechanism, and Citrix has a number of different solutions out there. We in sales, we all know them. But you need to be ready and prepared to say, yeah, we can do that. And let me send you an invite to that online meeting, and we can go through the presentation at that time.
Yeah.
So that's an important part for people that are on the phone. You get a meeting, but then you find out it's an electronic meeting or a phone meeting. We're speaking with Linda Kern. She is a sales strategist with Linda Kern and Associates. Our topic is how to get your prospects' attention. This is Biz Radio Canada on Connect Me Radio. I'm your host, David Wojcik, and we will be back after a few words from our sponsors. Welcome back to Biz Radio Canada on Connect Me Radio. I'm your host, David Wojcik. My guest is Linda Kern. She is a sales strategist and founder of Linda Kern and Associates. And our topic for this segment is how to get your prospects' attention. So, Linda, I think it's fair to say that we've beat the phone one up here fairly well. Let's move on to how to get people's attention when we're out at a networking event now. First of all, we know that networking is not the place to make your sales presentation. Networking is about building relationships and meeting new people, and really about not only how if we can do business together, but how can we help each other.
Yeah.
So when we're at a networking event, and there is somebody there that is a potential, how do we get that prospect's attention one-on-one? And I guess we're doing a fact find at a networking event to find out, is this person a potential prospect? Is this a referral source? Is this somebody that I can help? I'm really trying to find out what the relationship is between us, if anything at all. So how do we do it there?
Well, yeah, all well said. I love to start with, depending on how, if it's a networking event and called a networking event, versus sort of going to see a speaker or going to a wine and cheese. So if it's an actual networking event, I always start with, so, you know, what business are you in? Or you know, what do you do? Or, mm-hmm. you know, something like that to get yeah. the ball rolling. And I always try to be the first one
and
to
if you're
ask
at a business networking event, generally that's the question, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually surprised at the number of people that don't ask that
yeah.
question.
I'm just really curious. I'm very curious, and I let my curiosity drive me. Yeah. And so they'll tell me what they do, and then I'll say, and again, depending on how that first answer went, I love to know, you know, where do you find your clients, or mm-hmm. or potentially who's your ideal client, or yes. how long have you been in business? So I just get really curious and see if I can learn as much as possible to so that I know what they do.
Yes. And you know what they do, and then you can gauge what kind of relationship it's going to be going forward, if any at all. One of the things that we kind of glossed over in the first two parts of our conversation, Linda, mm-hmm. is we've made the assumption that we make a call, we ask the right questions, we get an appointment, and wouldn't that be lovely if we had that, you know, one-to-one kind of ratio? But most times, it doesn't work out that way. So how many times do we harass this poor prospect? Like, well, how do we harass them, and what kind of harassing techniques do we use?
Well, so I love that. But the good news here, David, is that prospects, decision makers, have told us that they actually respect the tenacity of multiple, what I call touch points. They respect it.
Yes.
They think, and again, if you're talking at a decision maker level, at a senior level, if you're talking to purchasers, which we don't really recommend because it's hard to differentiate yourself at that level, and purchasers are measured differently than senior people, but they respect it. So that's the good news. So mm-hmm. the bad news is it's 8 to 12 touch points these days.
8 to 12.
Multiple different types of wow. multi-pronged approaches. Right. So I recommend, of course, we talked about phone, leave
a
voicemail.
And it shouldn't be 8 to 12 phone calls.
No,
you
mix it up.
You got to mix it up.
Mix it up. And yeah. you're looking for ways to provide value too. So you can send an email provided you've got permission. Certainly we have those restrictions here.
And I think that's important for people to understand. And this is where work comes in as well, is you need to find a reason to connect mm-hmm. with the prospect, whether it's an interesting article that they might find interesting, a link to some place, or somebody that you've found that you know each other or that you have in common. You need to get creative.
Absolutely. And to that point about somebody you have in common, LinkedIn's a great resource there. Mm-hmm. I worked with a client a couple months ago now, and she said, I'm trying to get into Canadian Tire. And so I said, okay, well, let's go on LinkedIn together. We were both on the phone, and she went on her computer, I went on mine. I said, what's the title of the person you want to meet? And she told me. We pulled that title up. We found the actual person. So we clicked yes. on the person. We saw how she was connected. She and I both had the same connection to that yeah. person. And it was somebody we both knew really well.
Wow.
I said, so now you're going to email Joe, was his name. You're going to email Joe, and you're going to say, hey, Joe, how do you know so-and-so, and can you introduce us?
Right.
So even when you don't think you have a connection, you probably do. But to your other question then, I have a customer that I just gained fairly recently who we texted, which was the first time ever.
Wow.
Yeah, because yeah. He...
But that's sign of times, right?
Sign of the times, yeah. And you know, and I would have thought, okay, this is probably somebody from a newer generation who is liking these sort of technology tools. No, it's actually somebody who's, you know, from a more seasoned generation, baby boomers. And he's a work at the speed of light. Everything's happening really fast around him. He's spinning all over the place. And I just found that when he was text savvy, certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually got the business by text, which was hilarious. First time ever.
First time for everything.
Yep.
That's all the time we have. Thanks very much, Linda. Thanks for coming in and speaking to us about how to get our prospects' attention. You'll come back soon, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so.
Absolutely.
Love to.
We will be back with more Biz Radio Canada on Connect Me Radio right after we hear a few words from our sponsors.
That's all the time we have for today. If you would like to comment about the show or suggest a topic for discussion, send an email to David at host@bizradiocanada.com. We always enjoy hearing from our listeners. And if you joined in late and want to hear this or any other of our shows in complete form, go to www.bizradiocanada.com. We invite you to join in next week for another informative, educational, and entertaining conversation with Canada's thought leaders in business, right here on Biz Radio Canada.